You're listening to SBS News.
The St George Illawarra Dragons have been the feel-good story of the NRL season so far. Sitting proudly on top of the ladder and playing an exciting brand of rugby league, one of the key men behind the Dragons' success has been Queensland Origin hopeful Ben Hunt. With the opening Origin match less than 4 weeks away, it's expected that Hunt will be Cooper Cronk's replacement in a new State of Origin era for Queensland. And if he does win a spot in the side, Hunt told Fox Sports it'll be one of the most important moments in his career.
Oh, it'd mean a lot, mate. Just to play for Queensland, it's pretty special. It's something that you never forget, and just getting that little taste of it last year made me pretty hungry to get it. And, you know, not just that number seven jersey, just to be in the squad, and I'll be pretty happy with that.
The Dragons take on the South Sydney Rabbitohs on Sunday. In the AFL this weekend, the injury-hit Greater Western Sydney Giants face a stern test when they take on the West Coast Eagles. The sides met in last year's one-sided semi-final won by West Coast, and the Eagles go into this match as hot favourites, having won 6 games straight. According to some experts, such as three-time premiership winner Robert Walls, the Giants are running out of excuses.
They haven't got a lot of defensive talent. They haven't got a lot of players who will play their roles. I don't think they play any tempo football. They don't know when to attack and defend. Look, the excuses for me are over for them, because most of these young Giant players have now played 100 games, so they should be in their absolute prime.
Despite that damning assessment, the Giants have won the last 4 matches against West Coast. On Sunday, the top-placed Richmond plays North Melbourne at the Docklands Stadium. This weekend, the world's top golfers will be in Florida for what's widely referred to as the sport's fifth major, the Players' Championship. It's the US PGA Tour's flagship event, and Australia's Jason Day, coming off a win last weekend, is favoured to make it back-to-back victories. Tiger Woods isn't among the favourites for the event, even if he is the one most of the fans want to watch. But after coming back from a series of injuries and a back operation, Woods says he's just grateful to be playing again at the age of 42.
You know, this is, I wouldn't say it's gravy, but I'm telling you, but it's unbelievable. And it's, I'm just so thankful to be able to have this opportunity again, because I didn't know if I'd ever have it. And trust me, I'm full aware of how special this is for me.
In Super Netball this weekend, the West Coast Fever go into the third round of the season on top of the ladder. They travel to take on last season's champions, the Sunshine Coast Lightning, on Saturday afternoon at 5 p.m. And in tennis, the Madrid Open continues over the weekend, with Rafael Nadal in seemingly unstoppable form on clay. One man that won't be in the latter stages of the tournament is Novak Djokovic, who was knocked out by Britain's Carl Edmonds for the 6th straight time before the quarterfinals. In the WTA event in Madrid, defending champion Simona Halep will retain her spot at the top of the rankings despite being knocked out early, and whoever wins the event. That's because Denmark's Caroline Wozniacki was knocked out on Thursday by Kiki Bertens of the Netherlands. John Baldock, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.